They say everyone can say hi to Sasha. Oh, we are recording now. Okay, great. But do say thanks to Sasha for being everywhere at once, trying to make sure that the stream is working properly.
She has the magic touch. Yes, definitely.
All right, Vala, sorry for the delay, but now the floor is yours. You can take as many questions as you want, and I'll be making humorous comments when I'm not busy putting out fires in the background.
Okay. All right. Thanks, folks. So thank you for the questions. I'll take one by one. How do you link the notes together so you could search through them in the future? Okay. This video I made before, or rather the experience that I shared with you, was before I got into linking of notes and how to make sense of it. I'm still, I'm thankful for guys like Leo for putting our room together. However, yes, you can take a bow. However, I'm still in the infancy of trying to link these topics. So the suggestion I have is, once you convert your handwritten text into text, so handwritten stuff from your notebook into text, or if you write it, if you have a writing device and you can convert it into text, input it into or Grom and link it the way you would do it. So I have not yet gone into it, but having said that, I've started doing it like a week ago. I started linking these handwritten notes, which are converted into text and then can be linked to any other note that you want. So that would be my response to the linking part. So which actually leads to the next question, is it necessary to OCR your handwriting? This is a necessary step. You have to do optical character recognition, as in convert all the handwritten stuff into text, because otherwise indexing and linking becomes a problem later on. If it's only you going through the handwritten notes, so that you browse it and read it when you want it, that's okay. So you don't have to worry about OCR. Just input the JPEG, the PNG, or whatever file you use, format you use, input it into under the org mode headline or the org rom file, and you should be good to go. However, if you want the other stuff, then OCR becomes a necessity. So I'm unfamiliar with any package that does the OCR conversion inside of the Emacs ecosystem. So I use tools like OneNote or I think Google Keep does that. I don't know of any other free/open source tools which do that. I'm not familiar, but I use an external tool to convert handwritten text into notes. If you want the link, again, reiterating, if you want the linking and the indexing. If not, for me, sometimes screenshots and handwritten notes have to go together so that I can find out, okay, this team or this student was talking about his project or her project, and this is the screenshot of their presentation, and I write down my notes and it goes along with that. That was for me a key to have that together, and not just typewritten notes, because I have no recollection later on. But handwritten notes, I seem to recall better. And that's the whole idea of how to integrate. I was breaking my head over it. So those are the two response to those two questions. What about searching notes to text while being offline? Oh my God, this is a related one as well. So yes, it is going to be searching, has to be linked. If you want the searching facility, it has to be converted text. There are no two ways to that right now. Proprietary software like Google Keep seems to manage it. I think others, OneNote also, Dropbox also says that they can do it. I haven't tried it there, searching it inside these systems to look for handwritten text, because I don't use that for managing my projects or making sense of what I've written down. So when it comes to doing all those tasks, I use org mode. So I would say you absolutely mandatory for us to convert this, unless I've made that appeal at the end of my talk. saying if Emacs org mode community can put their brains together, I don't know if I can help, but if you can, if you want me for testing your package, I certainly put my hands up for sure. I can do that. I'm keen on trying that out. I hope that answered the third question. Those articles on note taking seems interesting. Could you get a link for them? I'll definitely drop it in the Etherpad after this recording is done, for sure. I will leave it there. It is my good friend in France who shared that with me, saying when he saw the title of my talk, he sent me a whole bunch of articles saying, hey, this seems to support what you told me. And I have sort of shown you the screenshots in the video, but I'll definitely leave some of these links in the Etherpad after this. I've used the next question is, have you looked at taking handwritten notes on a tablet, like I don't know how to say that, journal with an X++. So yes, I have started using it. Again, the only tools I used were OneNote and Google Keep, because those were the only ones which would allow for writing using my stylus. I'm sure there are other apps which can do it, but do they convert it into text, and how easy is it to input it into org mode is something that... So for now, the Dropbox method for me was I write notes, I take a mobile camera, take a picture, upload it to Dropbox. Why Dropbox? Because it allows JPEG to be uploaded. Whereas PDF, I find it very cumbersome from handwriting to get it in here. So JPEG, I can input it into OneNote, and that converts it into text. And then I take it and put it into the inbox has the image as well as the converted text. So I put it into my system, the org mode system. So that's how my workflow really is. I don't know if I answered that question very well. I've used X journal, but not a whole lot to give you intelligent advice. Have you tried out Remarkable device to take handwritten notes as well? I haven't figured out how to link the files back into org mode in a constructive way yet. Okay, so yes, I've heard of Remarkable devices. There's another one called Books, if I'm not wrong. And Amazon has also come up with a writing, I call it the writing Kindle. I don't know what it's called, a smarter name for that. So these devices do exist, but I'm not sure if they convert it into text and if they can put it in a repository which is accessible on your computer where you can import it into org mode. I'm not so sure about those things. So linking that would be nice if you can have access to where your Emacs org mode ecosystem is. For me, Dropbox works very well because it's on my mobile phone, smartphone, as well as on my computer. So the linking happens and I can just push it all into my org mode inbox and process them, refile the notes, do all the good stuff, linking. If I have the text, I can link them, do all that. I can certainly do that. So that's my answer to where is it? Where did it go? Remarkable stuff. That question is gone. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, so that was.
Yeah, I don't see it either anymore. It's disappeared. But thank you for taking the time to answer it.
Okay. So next one. How are we on time, Leo? I can talk all day.
You are completely good on time. Don't worry. We have until 45 of the current hour until we need to move on to the next talk. So it's very roomy. Take your time answering as many questions as you want.
Okay. All right, so I won't hurry there. All right, something to think about is handwritten and org transcribed notes deduplication for searching. Do you want one or the other? Oh, okay, so this is wish list. Oh, thank you so much for asking this question. Transcription for me has become important, not only handwritten, but also voice notes. So this is another thing that I've been, I have a couple of podcasts where I want a summary of my important points. And I can grab the voice clips But transcribing it, in spite of so many tools out there, I find it very difficult to transcribe them automatically. I can make the error corrections later on, but I find it extremely cumbersome to transcribe voice notes. So it would be nice if we can have, you know, voice transcription. One, handwritten transcription also helps, for sure. If it can be done, then it makes it, actually, that's a great idea. Transcription. I wasn't thinking of insight. I was thinking of basically taking the notes and somehow linking it within the handwritten stuff itself. Maybe my limitation imagination. But transcription is definitely something that I would be very interested in. Voice as well as handwriting. This I've seen it in some other software. I think it is OneNote where I saw that you can record yourself vocally. And also there is a transcribe for paid packages. They have transcription as well. And then you could link text from there on, right? So if we can do it in our org mode system, nothing like it. I mean, I keep seeing it and notes get, notes keep coming up there, or I keep writing it on my Wacom device or my, Remarkable device, and it goes into my org mode as I write or as I speak. Unbelievable. This is potent. This is really potent. This is, thanks for the great idea. I hope this, again, I volunteer myself to test this out as well. I have tons of, at least this year, I have produced 300 minutes of podcast content. And I find it extremely cumbersome to transcribe it easily. So if this can do it for us, at least even a minute or two of the text, nothing like it. That's amazing. The last question I see is, how often do you type in and summarize your notes? Would you consider that a suitable approach for yourself at the end of the day? That's a good idea of typing notes. When I'm in a hurry, I type. So when I'm in a tearing hurry, I my notes is just lying somewhere, and there's a meeting going on. I don't want to get up and go get my notes. I immediately go to my org mode and start typing there. So that's what I do. At the end of the day, summarizing, I don't have that habit at all. I promised myself that I should do daily journaling and all that, because it's, everybody says it's a good habit. I've done it a few times and I found it to be good, but it's not a habit I'm yet on. So, I also have a shortcut, a keyboard shortcut for the Orgrown dailies. I do have that, and it shows up on the calendar, the blue color. I love those features, but I'm not on it. I should make it a habit. As much I've look at my org agenda, you should have a dailies as well. And I type it, type out when I'm in a hurry. Perhaps even writing your daily journal could be helpful. Particularly, I find that I'm comfortable typing English letters. If non-English, for example, my mother tongue has a different script which I can't easily type using English. So perhaps writing is easier there for me rather than typing it out. It feels very weird. So perhaps that could help for non-English, non-Roman script. Perhaps writing is better for journaling as well. I guess that could help.
Okay, Bala, if I can interrupt you for a second, because don't worry, I'm not stopping you with the questions. I told you have until 45 and I will honor what I've said before.
Okay.
But I just wanted to let people know that we have opened up the BBB chat room. So if people want to join the room now and ask questions directly to Bala, who's already answered many of your questions on the pad, but if you have more questions or if you'd just like to chat with Bala, well, do feel free to join the room. The link has been pasted on the ISC channels. It's also available on the talk page at the top, so you should be able to find the link pretty easily. And even if we move to the next talk, if you're still there and still want to chat with Bala, provided Bala is available and does not need to sleep, by the way, do respect the fact that it's really late over there, do feel free to hang around a little more and ask more questions, and we'll be posting all of this in the website afterwards. Sabana, I think, do you have one more question on the pad, or was it the last one?
Let me check. I think that was the last one. Oh, there is a new question coming up just before that.
Do take it then.
Sure. I was going to say something of an experience I wanted to share, but anyway, I can answer this. How fancy has your handwritten notes import been? Okay, I'm going to wait for this. Bullets, to do.
I'm not sure if we're talking about importing the notes into, like, is it merely importing the files? Or is it about importing into your note-taking system, like Augur and whatnot?
Okay. I get it. So I have a simple system for, yes, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, the birth of org mode was that you wanted notes and you wanted tasks inside it, right? So that was the origin of that. I think the same philosophy applies for handwritten notes as well, because you're writing down notes and somebody says, hey, Bala, can you send me this document by next Wednesday? And I write that down in my notes, and that's a task. So I just put a star next to it. So I know when I am scanning, I don't think that shows up as a, I don't think star shows up as anything in my import. But I know when I'm scanning it that I need to keep track of that as a task. So in the talk also I talked about it is in OneNote, Control 1 is the shortcut for to do. And if it is converted into text, yes, of course, Alt Enter in org mode will work as well. So yes, so I think that is important. Even so, that's the only thing that I do is an asterisk or a star just before the note, so that it tells me that it is a task that I have to keep track of. I even put a date so that the numbers also get imported into org mode. But my wish list, this has gotten me into me wishing, is if the handwriting notes, I mean the gadget, the device, the Remarkable or the Amazon writing pads of the world, if we can actually write down notes with a star, asterisk, and the headline and scheduled and all that, and import it directly into org mode, I think that's doing away with a whole bunch of in between scanning, uploading, processing, and all that. This can go directly. You can start refiling into your system. So that would be nice. So somebody is asking me for a wish list. Here's one more too, if we can do that. So that makes basically you're writing org mode rather than as if it's a language. Like a human language, rather than it being something restricted to a computer. So that's interesting. That's an interesting thought. Just to glorify handwriting, I don't know if it has anything to do with the question. A few days ago, a client of mine asked me for a talk, and I was going to give them the plain vanilla talk, but I decided to pause myself and write down what I was going to talk about. Actually, that gave rise to a completely different idea, and the whole thing was far more effective compared to what was my plain vanilla. According to me, that handwritten ideation that I did with the white space really helped me think beyond what was my plain vanilla talk. Of course, the talk went well, I think, and the audience did have fun because I even jotted down a few things that I wanted to crack jokes on. All that went into my notes. So I think handwriting is sort of undermarketed, underplayed so much with the advent of typing and this things becoming so efficient and easy, that I think that all your ideas, if they come together, I think handwritten notes will become part and parcel of the org mode system itself, and an effective and efficient way of capturing our thoughts.
All right, Bala. So I think You don't have any more questions currently. I don't see anyone with a microphone on. So by the way, if you're joining us on BBB and if you want to ask a question, you do have to join with a microphone. It is interesting for you to join listening only, but if everyone does this and nobody turns on the microphone, it's going to be very lonely for Bala and myself. You know, I can ask questions for you. I have plenty of questions that I love to ask. You know, I did get my own tablet. Oh, actually, let me show the stream. Can I unfull screen this? Yes, okay. Let me try to make the screen a little bigger so that you can see me. Okay, I was going to talk to you about, if we have a little more time, because I do have a tablet like this, which allows me to do handwritten notes. This is, don't worry too much, this is a lead code exercise that I was solving. And this is e-ink, which allows me to type my stuff. And I bought this about 2 years ago. And I've really been struggling to find ways to, how do I work both in Emacs and how do I work with my handwritten notes, which is why I was really interested with your talk, because honestly, right now, those are two completely separate collections of notes. What is in my machine, this device right there, is its own thing. Like, it has its own quality. Do I do my journaling in it? I do my journaling, maybe. I also do my lead code exercise, but that's about it. And I wish it were easy for me to connect the dots between what I've got on this device and what I've got on my computer right in front of me. So I can talk some more about this, but people could also join and ask their own questions. You know, I can talk to Bala whenever I want. You know, I've been in touch with Bala for quite a while, you know, and I'll be able to do this whenever. But, you know, this is your chance for you to do this, to have your question answered and to, you know, for the question to live on EmacsConf forever and ever. Like, all the talks for EmacsConf, all the questions since 3 years ago have been published. So it is your chance to, if you're not making a talk of your own, you know, it's at least you have a question of your own leaving on a website. So Bala, I believe you were a little interested with my little device. So I'll just give you the, do you actually have a device of your own that allows you to take notes like this, or is it just handwritten on paper?
My computer is a touchscreen, so I can write. I have a stylus that I can use to write anywhere on the screen. So I take the laptop and actually fold it, and I can use it like a notebook. So this is my use case these days. So when I'm learning, I'm learning Japanese, by the way, and I tell you, there's no way I could have retained so much if I had not written Japanese out, the characters. So this is critical. This is critical. Writing is critical. And your ideas, when they're externalized, you see it by you writing it. There's a physical action. You feel the proximity to your ideas, what you're doing. So typing, yes, it is also physical. But for me, it's one step away from writing down. For me, that's
I'm gonna make you laugh because I was also studying Japanese, and I do have my own kanji sheet, which allows me to do my practice. So please don't look at it. If you're gonna pause this video and check what I've written, you will be sorely disappointed because those are just collection of verbs. But this is how I practice my kanjis as well, and it's been amazing. You know, it is such a wonderful usage, because if you try learning kanji just by seeing them and not putting them in your hand or embedding them in your hand, it's so complicated to do so.
Oh, we have more things in common than I imagined. Okay.
Yeah. So we happen to have someone in the room currently. Gak, I believe, is the nickname. Do you have a question? And do you want to maybe unmute yourself to ask the question? You are more than welcome to do so now. I might actually need to unmute you. Actually, I can't. Can you unmute yourself and ask the question if you want to?
There we go. I'm just trying to get my headset set up. I'm having the similar struggle with this issue of handwriting my notes, because that's the easiest way for me to write them quickly. It's also it does help me retain the information better, but then getting them back into org mode. I'm about to start experimenting with some of the iPad apps like Notability and GoodNotes to see if that can work, or if I can use Apple Notes for that as well. My interests are, you know, probably similar to yours. I'm studying computer science, excuse me, and and I have two kinds of notes that are very difficult to transcribe. Mind maps, which is often the way I take class notes because it's a good outlining form. But the handwriting recognition blows, if you'll pardon the expression. The and equations, particularly involving proof steps for formal semantics. And I'm wondering if you have any ideas about mind mapping in particular and getting those incorporated from handwritten notes. I hate using the mind mapping tools that are available. I find that that replaces the bad memory generation from typing with a bad memory generation for mind mapping. but if you have any thoughts, I'd love to hear them.
I have used mind mapping is hierarchical. So you start with one and then it has a sort of a thing. I use something called function maps where you not only have, just like OrGrom and its interlinking relationships, this also has what is the relationship, what is the nature of relationships. All that I've been drawing it on my laptop screen, so that helps me internalize that. So I do not convert it into any other digital format. I leave it as a picture because every time I read it, I'm able, but in the digital format itself, it's when you have new understanding, you can actually add another object and interlink them and add the relationship. So it's a lot easier if it's on this, but on a piece of paper, drawing a mind map and a function map and editing it and moving things around becomes a problem. So I find that doing it on a device and retaining it as such, not converting it into a free mind or any of those kind of XML or anything like that, doesn't help me at all, or a plant UML even. But I find that I leave it as such. In the digital format, you can select it, like a lasso select, move it around and add new objects when or remove it or, shade it. You can do all those good stuff if it is remaining in the same way. So I like it to be that way itself.
Yeah, I've done that as well on the iPad. I'll use Nebo or something like that to give me a good way of rearranging the mind map.
Sure.
Directly in the iPad, exporting it as a JPEG, right. And then linking it to other notes documents that I have. But I do wish I had a better way of extracting the keywords that come out of it and put and having those searchable. But I get it. It's
no. Okay. The answer is no. I don't have any. I usually link the live document itself into OrgMod. So when for example, OneNote colon and the entire, I just click on that and it goes opens the exact document that I want and I can add more to it. But no, the reverse is not possible.
I do something very similar.
All right, folks, I'm really sorry for interrupting it, but we are getting close to time. Thank you so much for joining. We have four people on the scene right now, which is amazing. You can continue talking about this, and people can still tune in. The link to the BBB room is still available on Bala's talk. You go to EmacsConf 2022, you go to the talk of Bala, and you'll find the link at the top of the page. You can come in the room and chat with Bala some more. But for us on the stream, we're going to move on to the next talk in about 40 seconds. So Bala, thank you so much for taking all the time answering all the questions. And thank you, Gak, also for coming and asking also lovely questions. I suppose it was really good. Yeah. Thank you. It was great seeing you. Sorry, I'm rushing because I'm being pressed for time. And I will see you both whenever I see you. Okay, bye-bye, everyone.
See you. Bye. Bye, Leo. Take care. Thanks.
Actually, I'm not sure. We are probably getting the next talk started currently. So you can probably still hear me on the stream. But it's going to take about 3 seconds. I'll see you after.
Okay.
Okay, we are now off air. Thank you so much, Bala, for taking the time to answer all the questions.
Thank you. Ciao.
Yeah, I think no one is left in a BBB room, so I think people are probably not going to show up. So you've earned your your rest for tonight.
Okay, thanks.
Mine will not come before a long time. I still have about 7 hours to stream.
Oh my god, okay.
All right, well, thank you so much, Bala. See you next time.
Thanks, have a good day, and I'll catch you soon, okay?
Sure, bye-bye.
Bye.
You are currently the only person in this conference.